My excess weight and my lack of attractiveness is one of the main reasons I've never cheated on my wife. It's not the number one reason. The number one reason is because I love her very much. But thank you. But a close second is lack of opportunity. There is no point denying that. It's easy to be faithful when you're repulsive, isn't it? I mean, I can't even fantasise about another woman because that fantasy is ruined by the fact that in that fantasy, I would have to be there. Do you know what I mean? It's a massive turn-off. It doesn't matter how hot the woman is, eventually my gelatinous bulk has to rock up. So... You don't often get a dessert option as a vegan because, as you know, desserts have all got dairy in. Very often, the only option you're given for a dessert is fruit salad. And as we know, fruit salad isn't a dessert. A fruit salad is a kick in the dick, right? But I did get a genuine vegan option recently, right? Sorbet. I know. I thought, hello, everything's coming up Ranganathan. I said to the waitress, get me some sorbet, sorbet me up, yeah? She said, what flavour would you like? I was like, why the shit would you do that, man? You've just made this more complicated. She said, well, what do you want, raspberry or lemon? And I'm thinking, this is a nightmare. Because if I have the raspberry, the whole time I'll be thinking, what if the lemon was better? Right? And if I get the lemon, the whole time I'll be thinking, what if the raspberry is better? Now, it's got quiet in here. The reason is because you all think you found the solution, which is get one scoop of each, dickhead. I understand that's what you think, but that's the worst possible outcome. Because if I get one scoop of each, I'm definitely going to prefer one to the other. And the whole time I'm eating the one I like less, I'll just be thinking, why didn't I get two scoops of the other one? It's not just restaurants and cafes I find irritating. Cinema I find annoying. I go to the cinema on my own a lot. I do go with my children from time to time, but I find it very frustrating going with my children because they don't have a very discerning palate when it comes to watching films. They think everything's good, and I get frustrated that I can't talk to them about it. I went to watch Ice Age 4 with my son. It's a goddamn abomination, right? I'm sitting there watching it thinking, I can't wait to talk to him about it. We get out the cinema. He goes to me, that was brilliant, wasn't it, Daddy? I'm like, I can't fucking talk to you, can I? Bright colours, loud noises, you're impressed. It was shit, bruv. My wife likes X Factor. She loves X Factor and I'm anti it, if I'm being honest with you. First of all, I don't think we should be chasing dreams. I don't think they should be encouraged, this idea of chasing dreams. It's not what life's about. Life's about compromising and waiting to die. That's what life's about, right? But, so X Factor, it's all about chasing your dreams and it pisses me off, right? And they try and make it noble to become a singer. It's not noble. I understand. If you want to do it, fine. If you want to be famous, fine. But don't pretend it's noble. They attach backstories to it to try and make it look like it's more than it is. You'll have some guy going, oh, you know, the thing is, I really want to make it through because my brother's got cancer and he said, like, one of his dying wishes would be for me to make it through to the live rounds. And, you know, and I think, wow, that is incredibly noble because I'd sort of naturally assume that one of his last wishes might be to get better, you know, but that guy is willing to sacrifice that so that you can make it through to Louis Six Chairs. I mean, it's pretty impressive. Another thing my wife likes is Gogglebox. Are any fans of Gogglebox in? Sweet, you should be executed. I cannot fucking believe this programme exists, mate. It's the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. As I'm watching it, I'm feeling my intellect dissolve like a Barocca. Just... This is what I find helpful about Facebook, right? What I find useful about it is it enables you to identify which of your friends are twats, basically, because what happens is when your friends speak to you, they just tell you what they think you want to hear or they sort of, like, keep their real opinions to themselves. But on Facebook, they post up what they really think and then you think, oh, right, yeah, no, you are a bellend. Like, I didn't know. I suspected, but now I know. It's when you find out which of your friends are racist, homophobic, sexist, misogynistic, Islamophobic. My wife gets really offended. She's like, oh, God, I hate it. I love it. I gravitate towards it. I start asking her more questions. I want to know exactly how idiotic these morons are, right? One of my wife's friends, she put up a Britain First picture, right? Banned the burqa, right? Had a picture of a woman in a burqa. It said, this is disgusting. If you want this to stop, click like. Because... That is how this woman thinks that legislation works, right? The base of Theresa May will look at that and go, shit, we're going to have to ban the burqa. Well, it's got 700 likes, and they've just put it on Lad Bible. Anyway, straight away, right, my wife defriended her. She said it's racist. Now, I don't know if she really thought that or she was doing it out of solidarity with me. Do you know what I mean? I'm not Muslim, but I think she's just trying to show that she's down with the Browns. You know? Anyway, straight away, she defriended her. Fuck that, mate. I added her. I sent her a message. I don't like Muslims either. Let's see how deep the rabbit hole goes. Do you know what I mean? But it does make me nervous. It makes me nervous because I think, shit, you know, what does this mean for my family? I'm married to a white woman. Do you know what I mean? I'm telling you that because it's important for the next bit. I'm not showing off. All right? But I'm not one of these ethnic minorities that remain within their own communities. I'll move to your neighbourhood, I'll take one of your jobs, I'll shag one of your women. And I will bring the property prices right down. That's just how I operate. Sometimes I think I'm having more children just to piss off the neighbours, do you know what I mean? Just, number one, mate! You'll be the minority soon, won't you? This carries on. She's a wonderful woman, my wife. I love her very much. She looks after our three children. She does a wonderful job. I made the mistake of suggesting that my day at work might have been 10% as challenging as her day. And she nearly punched my teeth out through my arsehole. So I realised that I shouldn't have done that. She does feel like she's got to justify what she does to me. Sort of, I've got to do this, and then I've got to do that, and then I've got to do this, I've got to do that. She doesn't have to justify what she does to me. I know how difficult it is to spend time with those children. Do you know what I mean? I've done it 4 or 5 times, right? The last time, it was like a triple-prong attack on my sanity, mate. It's like they planned it. It was unbelievable. I was like, one of them went, right, she's gone out. Okay, this is what we're going to do. You take a shit in that corner. You take a piss in that corner. This is the genius bit. I'm just going to grab my dick for no reason. Trust me, if we time it right, he will kill himself. You know what my wife does? She makes up deadlines. I've got no idea why she does this. She makes up deadlines. I'll say to her, I'm off out now. What are you up to? And she go, well, got to clean the windows by 3. Why? Is there a window inspection at 3:05 that I didn't know about? I didn't even know we cleaned the fucking windows. You know my deadline for cleaning the windows when I can't see out of them anymore? If I come downstairs and go, where the shit is the garden? Jesus. Oh, Christ, we need to clean those. Oh, God, she's a wonderful woman. She deserves the very best, but I cannot be asked to provide it. It's such a difficult conundrum. I want her to be happy, but I've got no inclination to do anything about it. What do you do? What do you do? It's a difficult one, isn't it? I do want her to be happy, but I don't want to do anything. The way I figure it is, I don't have to be an excellent husband, I just have to be slightly less annoying than starting divorce proceedings. You know, that's how I figure it. I'm trying to figure out a solution. I think I figured it out. I think I figured out a way of me not doing anything but her being happy. I just think, just let her have a boyfriend. I do think that's the solution. You know how people worry about their marriage? Oh, I don't know what's going on. It's a bit tough. Don't know where she is tonight. I know where my wife is tonight. She's with Andy. I arranged it. So many advantages to having an Andy. Got an extra childcare option. You've got a mate. Don't have to worry about his sexual performance anymore because Andy's smashing the shit out of it. Jimmy, it's amazing. Right? You know when you go out with your friends, you complain about your other half. When you're with Andy, you're complaining about the same person. Do you know what I mean? Play little mind games with him. Like, isn't it weird when she does her multiple orgasm phase? Oh, you haven't seen it? I sometimes think the biggest advantage of having an Andy is I'd quite like to have a go on Andy myself. I am thinking about going gay for a bit. Do you know what I mean? Like a gap year.